insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us and blesses us with the understanding of some more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
If you remember, we were discussing verse 83, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again we have to repeat that in a series of verses that are addressed to Bani Israel or talking about Bani Israel, and in this verse the address is turned back to Bani Israel again, is saying that وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. He once again, for the second time in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the pledge that was taken from the children of Israel, the Jews, the Jewish people, to follow and to obey the certain commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. As we said in previous sessions, the first time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to this pledge, He didn't mention the details and what those commandments were. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the details of what those commandments are. And also, we have to again remind the listeners that the commandments that are mentioned in this verse, which are part of the pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from Bani Israel to act according to these are very general principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in all religions. There's different laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put, as He says in other verses, and as we know, some of the details in the laws do change from one religion to the other. Yet some of the general principles are common between all religions in practice. We're talking about practical principles. Those principles are mentioned in this particular verse. We explained some of them, and because I thought it's beneficial to expand on and discuss them a little more broadly, and, you know, discuss a little more of the application of some of these, which are explained sometimes, but I feel it is beneficial to discuss them. We expanded on them, and inshallah, whichever other one we feel that way, inshallah, we're going to be discussing. This verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the pledge. We took the pledge from the children of Israel. The first commandment was that worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should practically not be obedient and submitted to anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, this does not mean that, you know, no one else is included. Obviously, if Allah tells us that we're supposed to be obedient to an individual, then that means that obeying that person is going to be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory on all individuals to follow whatever command is made by the Holy Prophet or the Ahlul Bayt, the Imams. They were supposed to be obeyed. So that's the first commandment. The second commandment, which we explained, was to be good to parents, or to do good to parents. And also to do good to, the third one was dhil qurba, to relatives. And we explained that a bit in the previous session. And we arrive at this one, وَالْيَتَامَى, to do good with orphans. Now obviously, we Muslims, as Muslims, we have read the verses, we've heard on the pulpits, in lectures, in books, we've read that it is very good to, you know, we're supposed to be kind to yatama, to orphans. And we read that even the Prophet was an orphan. In Surah Dhuha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this point, and he tells the Prophet not to be harsh on aitam, on yatama, on the orphans. We have at least two sets of verses regarding yatama and orphans in the Holy Quran. One set is talking about, obviously, when a person is yatim, is orphan, and by the way, orphan technically in the Arabic language was used to mean, refer to someone that has lost their guardian, the father. Okay, especially back in the old days, the guardian, the father, which Islamically is also the person that's in, responsible for the child, when he would die, then the person would be in trouble. They would lose their guardian, they would need support from others. When a person loses their guardian, then they are open, you know, the father, when the father's around, they'll be taking care of him and supporting the child, giving whatever, you know, providing the wealth, the food, the housing, different things for this child. And when they leave this world, when they die, the child is left with some, for most cases, some wealth is left behind by the father that will be received by the orphan. Some of the verses in the Holy Quran have very harsh words in the people who use the wealth of orphans. Okay, what was left behind by the fathers of these orphans or by the relatives of these orphans for them. One of the worst oppressions that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran is to take that money and to take that property and that wealth and use it for personal usage, not for the child's benefit, not for the orphan's benefit. Those are one set of verses that talk about one of the worst types of oppression being oppressing and misusing the property or misbehaving and mistreating an orphan child. One of the other sets of verses or the other set of verses are the verses that talk about not only are we not supposed to mistreat the orphans, but we're actually supposed to give them good treatment. And I want to emphasize on this aspect a little more in this session, because that's what this verse is saying. It doesn't say don't oppress the yatama. This is not what it's talking about. It doesn't say don't take their wealth and use it. No, those are other verses. This verse says wabil walidayni ihsana. Okay, that ihsan, that doing good, being kind to, that was mentioned for the parents and is mentioned for this, for the yatama as well, for the orphans as well. So it's the issue of being kind to them, treating them well. Amongst the Muslim ummah, it should not be such that an orphan is left behind and there's no one to take care of this orphan, and we would have to have actually institutions that, you know, people are paid to come and work and help these orphans out, which in most cases we know that these institutions are not going to be the best place for such orphans. Even if they give the best treatment, that's not a family. That is not a family. Orphans in Islam, treating them well, supporting them, taking them in the family, this is a really important thing in Islam. It's a very important commandment, a very important part of our practice in Islam, that we give support, we give the kindness to the orphans. Not that when an orphan walks in, or when we know someone is an orphan, then we're like, okay, well, this person does not have manners, this person, he's got some problems, some psychological problems because he didn't have, or he or she did not have a parent, whether it's a mother. This aspect, you know, the mother is definitely involved. Okay, when a person loses their mother as a child especially, and, you know, they're not raised with their mother, if they don't get that treatment, that the treatment that a mother would give, the kindness of a mother, then they will be developing some psychological problems. This is the responsibility of the other Muslims. We will be held responsible on the Day of Judgment that we had orphans around us. We knew of people that one of the parents had died, or for whatever reason, they were not there for the child to support them, and we do not give that support. We don't give that extra kindness to them. Sometimes, unfortunately, we see that actually orphans are treated very, when the time for marriage comes, this person was an orphan. Okay, you know, he doesn't get the right treatment for that. They're rejected. The family of the girl would not allow this person to get married to. Or if the boy wants to get married to a girl that had lost her father in her childhood, then that could be a problem in some cultures. This is very un-Islamic. This is very un-Islamic. Orphans are very important in society. It is a responsibility, especially for the people that are the relatives of that orphan. This is even more sad to see that you know, there is in our relatives, that we would have someone in our relatives that is an orphan, and we just see that, and we see that child growing. We don't give any type of support. We're just living our lives. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be satisfied with. We will be asked on the Day of Judgment regarding this issue of aytam and yatama, orphans. In Islam, in all religions, as we just said, that this is a commandment that was given to the Jewish tribes, but also in Islam and Christianity, this is the commandment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to people and to humanity at large, to every single religion, that be kind and do good to the orphans. We are responsible. We should be doing more towards people that have lost their parents, one of the parents, both of them. And it's very, very, very sad to hear that in the West or in the East, anywhere in the world, especially amongst Muslims, that a child, an orphan child, is left without support. We have, you know, very, very, very strong language used by the Prophet that, you know, you should give good treatment to, even like what I mean is the emotional needs that are there for a child that has lost the parents. You know, especially for us Shia, we hear that when Imam Hussein was going to Karbala, when they brought the news that Muslim ibn Aqil was martyred in Kufa, Imam Hussein called in the children of Muslim and started to give them special treatment. As soon as he got the information that their father has passed away, he started giving them special treatment. This is the way we're supposed to react. Not that, you know, we just keep our heads into our own business and, you know, later on we find out that this person, this orphan, yeah, he unfortunately got involved in gangs, he got involved in drugs, he got involved in this because he didn't have parents. And we're going to be held responsible for that. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us if we haven't been feeling that responsibility up to now. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us and to bless us with the ability and the awareness to actually practice this and to help the orphans around us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك